Good morning, my friends. Time for headlines. We miss and tear up the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. There goes my Hajda. Watch him as he goes really quickly running into the studio at the last minute, even though I started the show late today. Good morning, Nick. How are you? What is up, my guy? What are you doing out there? What's going on?
Trying to print sports news.
Oh, yeah?
Big Ben's got a new contract.
Oh, I'm
going to get that out of the hot presses.
Going to need that one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it $16 million?
Is it $17 million a year? Who knows?
No, it's neither of those.
I didn't read it.
Oh, good. All right, well, as I bust on you for being unprepared, hang on, I'm not ready with the thing and the stuff, and let me scroll here into the...
I'm disappointed, man. It's right there for you. It's Hodge Day.
Gotta get down on Hodge Day. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
It is Friday. What did I tell you, though, about don't try to involve yourself in the creative process? You are this close to losing song status, okay? I'll take that away any second.
You don't have enough content to get rid of my song status.
I don't have enough content. Brace yourself for the number one segment in all of America. Now time for is there still an abandoned, crumpled baby stroller sitting out front of the radio station?
How's your glute?
My glute is fine. Thank you.
Yeah, you can see the picture on...
see the picture of what?
The baby stroller.
I'm in the middle of doing today's baby stroller update, and you're asking me about glutes and sending me the picture. Shut the...
Instagram.
You are really... Is it me or you? Which one of us is messing up today? Because I feel like it's you.
I'll give you 40% of the script, and I'll take 60.
40%? What did I screw up? I didn't screw up nothing.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I have a laundry list of things that you screwed up. How can I be 40% when you say
good thing
I don't?
You hate doing laundry.
I haven't even.
Won't ever get to that list? I don't know, man. Sorry, baby strollers?
I don't know. I didn't see it. Now, hang on. I didn't look.
Okay. Right?
I was very distracted. It's Friday. It's got a lot of things going on. I didn't look up. But since Monday morning, there has been a crumpled baby stroller sitting in front of the radio station. And I'm like, is anybody ever going to pick this up? And I thought we would check in on it every day. And then today, I drove past it and I did not look up. But here, I'll tell you, on Monday, Tuesday... You could not notice it because it was in the driveway.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, somebody had, I don't know if they kicked it, somebody ran over it, but it had been, you know, knocked down into the ditch a little bit. And when it was in the ditch, I was like, oh, yeah, this thing is going to be there for months now. But today, I'll tell you, if you're not looking for it, you don't see it. But I will tune in at this time Monday to find out.
Okay.
If I remembered to look to see there's a baby stroller. This has been another episode of Is There a Crumpled Abandoned Baby Stroller Sitting in Front of the Radio Station? Thank you.
If somebody happens to be driving past the radio station this morning, do you want them to update us? Would you like them to look and tweet?
Again,
or do you want to keep this?
No, this is a good cliffhanger episode to go into the weekend with. Yeah, exactly. Now the ratings for Monday, 6 a.m., are going to be through the roof. I can feel them going up already. I've been hesitant, as I explained yesterday. I don't want to affect. All right, I don't want to affect the situation. It's like
a documentarian.
It's like a sea turtle in Hawaii. Okay, you can look, but don't touch. Okay?
Okay,
I don't want to. I don't want to introduce me into this baby stroller ecosystem.
But you know, if you see a sea turtle out in front of our driveway or just in the ditch, you should say something. Like, we need to get that sea turtle back to Hawaii.
The people of Hawaii say stay away.
In Hawaii, they're fine. Yes, but here. See something, say something.
It's been a hell of a journey for that sea turtle. It's probably been a hell of a journey for that baby stroller. I don't want to introduce myself. I don't want to affect this baby stroller's ecosystem. But I should just say to the world, there's a free baby stroller there. Like anybody who needs, if you're down a baby stroller, there's a free baby stroller in front of the. Well, there was yesterday. I don't know about today.
Maybe they already found that good deal.
I also significantly doubt its functionality, because I said it's crumpled. Okay, it's definitely got some compound fractures in there. But I don't know. Maybe it's salvageable. Okay, go.
Find out Monday.
Did I say the headlines thing? We misinterpreted them. Elder Mitsubishi, topping all fast food news. The people have spoken. Taco Bell has listened. The people said, give us potatoes or give us death. And Taco Bell said, we'll probably give you a little of both. Starting March 11th, you can get your potatoes on again at Taco Bell. As I don't have to tell you, but you remember the sad, sad 12-item menu cull of August 2020.
Yes, I remember exactly was where that, I was. It was here in studio.
Was that...
Listen, you tell me.
Was that is it pandemic related? I know a bunch of people were narrowing their menu because to optimize efficiency or try and stay alive in coronavirus times. Yeah. But also, Taco Bell has been at this for years. I feel like they take menu items away just to be dicks, just so that they can continue to exercise their dominance. So they know, so the consumer knows, hey, we are in charge of you, okay? Mm-hmm. We will make you love these nacho fries, and then we'll just take them away for 6 months.
Yeah.
No one bring them back. We'll be like, hey, nacho fries are back. And then you're like, oh, I got to go get. And then you'll go there a month later thinking, let me get those nacho fries again. And then they're just gone again.
It sounds very personal. Yeah. This ordeal.
And I bow to you, Taco Bell. I say, you've done it, okay? You are my master. You're in charge. So did they take the potatoes away because of pandemic? Or...
I think so, but I don't know if
they were
just
chucking us again.
If they were just trying to save money, or if the actual potato industry was suffering and there was a limited supply.
Ah, there's a potato famine.
I believe it. Yeah, it was definitely during the great culling of 2020.
Starting March 11th, that's next Thursday. You can get your $1 spicy potato soft taco. You can get your cheesy fiesta potatoes. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell calls this just the first in a, quote, series of exciting vegetarian offerings that Taco Bell is planning for 2021, end quote. Make Taco Bell your vegetarian drive-through fast food place of note. I guess it already was the case, right? If you're a vegetarian, isn't that probably your best option?
It's probably the quickest way to go get a bean burrito. Yeah,
I guess Burger King's got some kind of a fake burger there. Impossible Whopper. I've seen all the commercials for that.
Yeah.
But like McDonald's still hasn't done it, right? There's a bunch of places I feel like Whataburger ain't got nothing like that.
Well, McDonald's was one that always said that, no, we're not going to do that. We're in the business of meat.
But they learned their lesson.
Well, they looked around, and it was like McDonald's and Arby's, and they're like, oh, okay, maybe we need some sort of grass burger. I don't know if it's actually out yet. They announced
Taco Bell later this month. Their $5 Build Your Own Cravings box will include more signature vegetarian items like the cheesy bean and rice burrito. Wait, okay. Is that that's one item, cheesy bean and rice burrito. I was like, is there a cheesy bean? It's comma, then also a rice burrito?
Not beans, just one bean in a bowl of cheese.
I guess it is because I am, they also say that you can substitute potato bites for any protein on Taco Bell's menu. I guess that's why I never do that, because I'm getting their actual horse meat over there at Taco Bell. It's delicious. Some good-ass horse over there, man. I'm even a potato on a taco guy. Like, breakfast taco, obviously I would like a potato, bacon, egg, cheese. But if that's too many toppings, if you're just like, hey, you can have egg and you can have one other thing, I would go potato and egg. Potato, egg, and cheese.
Four. You're going to get four toppings on a taco.
Yeah, let's talk taco toppings, people.
Yeah.
Let's talk for a second, all right? Cheese isn't a topping. Cheese is not a topping. And if we're just in the if you're a breakfast, taco retailer, eggs is not a topping either.
Yeah, that's the main thing. What do they top of? The tortilla?
So when you say I can have four, I'm like, well, what does that mean? Does cheese count as one of the four? Does eggs count as one of the four? To me, that means I can only get, that's a two-topping taco. Eggs and cheese don't count.
I remember one time, I don't know if it was we made an intern go get them or if some listener was nice enough to bring us tacos, which is always the case, listeners. It's the best way to get in the end friends program is to bring us food.
That's not true.
All right. I didn't tell them eggs on my breakfast taco because I was like, surely that's just understood. I said sausage, bacon, and cheese, and they brought me a bunch of sausage, bacon, and cheese in a tortilla, and it ruined my day.
I'm pretty sure
if it was an intern, they were definitely fired.
I made the opposite mistake one time when I guess I was bringing Kenny to breakfast maybe to watch football over there one day, and I was going getting tacos on the way. I was like, anybody have a taco order? And Kenny hit me with like a bacon potato, and I was like, all right. And I was like, surely he means bacon, potato, and egg. And I just brought him a taco with egg. He just wanted potato and bacon on a taco with no eggs on it. And I was like, go to California.
Yeah, that's a California thing.
Yeah. But I've never.
Tacos better than.
I've never gotten potatoes from the Taco Bell menu. I know the people freaked out when they took them away. But.
Now, here's my question. Mm-hmm. First thing I thought of, are these nacho fries or are these just potatoes? Oh.
No.
Are we in nacho fry season?
I would put a nacho fry in a taco. That sounds really great now.
Steve
that I think
is still
it.
Up in his cabin on the commercials, as far as I know.
These are a different variety of potato. Mm. Taco Bell, what's up? Still no Mexican pizza, though? They took the Mexican pizza away.
Yeah, that was the big deal.
When are we going to get the Mexican pizza back, all right? That's the potato people are rejoicing. We Mexican people pizza guys.
Mexican lobster pizza?
Oh, don't get started with me, man. I'm still scared.
It's Jason, Dick, and friends on 101X. Morning X Sports.
Are you smarter than Jason? Coming up in just a second. If you can beat me, we got $50 for you to spend at Kalahari Resorts, the restaurant spa up there. Hold on just a sec for that. Oscar tweets at Jason Dick AS, says, Jason, what do you think about Dogecoins? I don't think about them. I don't know much about them. I am the proud owner of a half a Bitcoin. I don't really think about that either. I don't know how. I don't know how any of these things work. I know that maybe I'm going to be rich, but also maybe it's a scam. I do know that of all the people in my life, my number one Dogecoin owner friend, Momo, is going to join us in studio later on today. So,
that's hurtful.
Oh, you think you're my number one Dogecoin guy?
No.
Well, what's her
best number three? Your roommate, White Ranger Gipple, who is my money guy. I had him invest $100 in Dogecoin for me.
Uh-huh. Dogecoin. Is it Dogecoin?
It's Doge. Doge. I like saying Dodge, like it's a truck.
Right.
It's Doge. I'm being very clear for people to get me.
Yeah. I feel like you've ruined the whole cryptocurrency discussion we've had.
Dude, I want to do like a cheeseburger. Like I can have cheeseburger cat coin. If we're going to go memes, let's do a whole different meme coin. What? Anyway, it's neither here nor there. Point is, your roommate also has a lot of Dogecoin.
Okay, well, I didn't know about that.
And I gave him $100, which I think is like 20,000 Dogecoin. I don't know how much I have, but
it's
too high.
Doesn't it matter when you gave him this $100? Because, yeah.
It was at like 6.5 cents.
Okay.
It's down to 5 cents.
So, because some people bought it when it was like a quarter cent or something like that, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like you're really into the Dogecoin market there, buddy.
Look, it's one of the many pots that I'm seeding.
What are the other pots? Tell me about some of your other pots that you're seeding.
I told the company to put money in the account for me. I don't know if they did it or not.
You told the company to put money in
Waterloo Media.
Are you saying a 401k? You have a 401k? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know. They take money on my paycheck and they put it somewhere. It could be a mattress. Also, I got lots of MS stock, if that's worth anything.
So, Oscar, as you can see, we are clearly the program you want to come to for financial advice as a whole, but particularly cryptocurrency. We're all about that life. Momo going to join us after 7 o'clock. And she I don't know that she knows any more about it than us, but she did tell us that she has a bunch of Dogecoins, right?
Yeah.
Good. Sports brought to you by We Are Blood. Les Miles, God damn you. God damn you, Les Miles. Okay,
so what did he do now to you?
Well, the story has a bunch of moving parts and things that I'm not totally sure I understand. But Les Miles, current Kansas football coach, what?
I think it's understandable what he's doing.
He's
a very, very bad man, Les Miles.
I'm very confused about how you're operating. The coach at the time at LSU in 2013 was barred from having one-on-one contact with female students after a sexual harassment probe. They say that he was accused of texting female students, taking them to his condo alone, making them feel uncomfortable, and on at least one occasion, kissing a student. According to an internal investigative report conducted in 2013, but released by the university yesterday. What were we waiting on for these 8 years to release this? I mean, I understand why you didn't want to release it in 2013 because you didn't want your head football coach to get in hot water. But why now? Why are we getting it now?
I assume all the settlements have been finalized and they're not going to get sued by any of these young ladies, things of that nature, statute of limitations.
Les Miles, according to this story, strongly denied kissing the student. Strongly denied. Not just regular denied.
Yeah, just in media.
Strongly denied. Says he didn't do anything wrong and that he was just mentoring young women at the university. Now, this is just some free advice, Les Miles. If you're trying to make yourself seem not guilty, don't say, I was just mentoring young girls at the university. Creep. That's creep. Mm-hmm. Real creep. It's a factor there, my friend. This is also the athletic department staff accused Miles of saying that female student employees who helped lure top recruits to the football team, quote, needed to have a certain look, end quote, implying that they needed to be attractive, blonde, and fit. And if existing student employees didn't fit that description, they should be given fewer hours or fired. Now, that to me is a considerably bigger problem than did Les Miles text a student or attempt to kiss a student at one point.
Okay, sure. I mean, it's all bad, but yeah.
Well,
I see what you're saying.
All right. Let me get myself in some hot water here. Les Miles, football mm-hmm. coach, mm-hmm. LSU. Mm-hmm. Can he have sex with a consenting 21-year-old LSU student?
Probably not. It's probably either some sort of a morals clause. Or just like hey, we don't need this kind of heat doing it with a student.
Some of it is,
And also,
if they're athletic department staff, if he is mm-hmm. technically their supervisor, yeah,
mentor.
Well, that's the thing. No, there's a difference between the mentor. If they work for him, mm-hmm. then that's one thing. But if he's just, you know, strolling down the quad and catches the eye of a young co-ed and they have a connection, they're both adults.
I assume she's fit, young, and blonde.
Creepy AF, but is that wrong? Is that on? I don't know.
I mean, what happened with Bobby Petrino when he was dipping into the company well?
Because he hired a woman basically to be his, you know, his side piece. Yeah, once you involve the hiring practices and paychecks and all of that stuff, then now we're way out of line, man. Way out of line.
Especially when you give them a ride on a motorcycle and they fall off and you have a hilarious picture of you in a neck brace.
Listen, if I haven't done enough to dig myself into a hole in this segment, let me tell you that the reason that this is most disturbing to me is because it ruins one of my best jokes of all time, where I was in New Orleans. It was way back whenever the New Orleans, I guess, cult Super Bowl was, because they were having a send-off parade. And I was just walking through the crowd. I'm wearing a Longhorn hoodie, and a couple of LSU dude bros stop me, and they're like, "Oh, Texas sucks!" Start doing the horns down type thing, and I'm like, "Come on, guys!" And then I just calmly looked at them. I was like, "Hey, I'm sorry about Les Miles." And they're like, "What happened? What do you? What was it? What?" And I just said, "No, I mean, I'm just sorry that he's your coach. That must be tremendously unfortunate to have your program that you care so much about led by such an incompetent." Yeah. And they just go, "Oh, shit, you shut up, dude. You don't know the stupid Texas bro. Unhook him." They didn't say unhook him. They were not capable of that.
Way to outsmart the Louisiana dude bros.
That's what I did,
man. Laurels.
That's what I did. But now, when I say sorry about Les Miles, there's an actual thing to be sorry about. All right? This is real. This is notable.
Is this
so? You messed up my joke. Is what I'm saying.
Sorry that this had to happen to
also,
you.
Is he fired? I mean, he's this entire story from ESPN does not mention in any spot that he's currently the head coach at Kansas. Does that not exist? He just finished an 0-10 season and was not fired for that. So I guess Kansas is just like, whatever.
We always wondered, like, why did he end up at Kansas? Why? Because he was a national championship winning coach, and now apparently it's like, oh, it's because he's a creepo. And Kansas, I assume. Yeah,
also, he's a dumb meathead.
Well, sure, but I just wonder if he ended up at Kansas because they were like, yeah, our student body's safe. We ain't got no blonde, fit, athletic girls.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Shots fired, Jayhawks.
This show needs a woman. This show needs a contestant to play Are You Smarter Than Jason? 512-835-1015, Kalahari Resorts. We have your chance at a $50 gift card used at the restaurant or spa. 512-835-1015 is the number. Are You Smarter Than Jason is next. Beat me. We're going to hook up $50
please
for you.
Please be a Louisiana dude bro. Please be a Louisiana dude bro that calls in.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Jason, Dick, and Friends coming up. Does being vaccinated make you more sexy? And speaking of more sexy, Nicholas Hodges' signature segment, Dear Redacted, on the way as well. But right now, your chance at a $50 Kalahari Resort gift card. Spend at the restaurant or spa when we play.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
All Our contestant is hi, Liz.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Liz. I'm going to the hallway. Good luck to you, Liz.
Hello, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Let's see. We've got three trivia topics for you today. You can choose from. You're going to answer three questions. And if you get more right than Jason, you will win that gift card to Kalahari Resorts. And your topics today are famous Daves, fancy vocabulary words, or plants trivia.
Let's go with famous Daves.
Excellent. Number one, what famous Dave founded Wendy's?
I don't know.
Just want to guess a Dave?
Dave Martin.
Oh, I feel like you're close. Dave Thomas.
Oh.
Yeah. Number two, played by Dave Bautista, the Guardians of the Galaxy's Drax the Destroyer mistakenly believed he had what superpower?
I know this one. I love that guy.
Well, tell us. You can do it.
He thinks nothing gets over his head.
All right, good pull. Invisibility. He thought he could move so slowly that he was invisible.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Number three, what famous Dave is married to Community actress Allison Brie?
David Hasselhoff.
No, Dave Franco. Hold on, Liz. Hold on, Liz. I think Jason's going to do it, but you never know. You never know.
Okay. What happened?
Liz chose famous Dave trivia.
Famous Dave?
Daves,
okay. Hi, I'm Dave.
Mm-hmm. He was not one of them. Oh, I should have told you that. Damn it. Also, she got zero correct.
Oh,
so,
Liz.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Let's see. Number one, what famous Dave founded Wendy's?
That is Dave Thomas.
Yes.
Liz, I have defeated you, but hold on. We got a prize for you. Don't worry, Liz. We got you, man.
Number two, played by Dave Bautista, the Guardians of the Galaxy's Drax the Destroyer mistakenly believed he had what superpower?
What?
He thought that he had what superpower,
but
was mistaken.
In Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
I've seen that. I don't remember him. I don't remember him. That Dave Thomas that was on the commercials, is he the real Dave Thomas that founded him? So, and he put himself in the commercials?
Mm-hmm. It's his real daughter that's up there, it's Wendy. She was in the ones, and they
said,
there
some controversy somewhere along the line? That's what you were just about to say.
Yeah.
They said, the real Wendy is too chunky from eating Wendy's hamburgers all along. We got to get a skinny, fun-looking Wendy.
Yeah, she's too square patty-shaped.
How about the power of flight?
No.
That's levitation, Holmes.
It was actually mind bullets.
No. Tenacious D.
Invisibility. He thought he was invisible.
Invisibility. And that's in the movie?
Yeah. I don't remember if it's one or two that they get into his invisibility. But yeah, he thought he could move so slowly. You know, it is two because Mantis is in there. She comes in and she's like, hi, Drax. And he's like, aw. Anyway.
Is he the lowest rung guardian? I don't want to. I mean, I got no love for Star-Lord.
Okay.
But I know he's the leader of the gang, right?
But you were just mad because he lost all that weight, right? You liked him when he was Fat Andy?
Chris Pratt in general. Mm-hmm. We got problems. But no, it just doesn't work for me.
Good management, though.
Rocket the Raccoon, that's my guy.
Yeah.
He seems like number one.
You got it.
What's that?
Normally you called him Ratchet.
Yeah, right.
I remember because in Endgame, which you know and saw, and you know this as well, I think it's Robert Downey Jr. calls him Ratchet instead of Rocket, and he gets all offended, and I was like, oh, look at that, ripping off the dick, man.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my guy. Everybody loves Groot, even though it seems like Groot is kind of worthless.
He literally saves
the Lady Guardian. I don't know if that's... I don't know.
Save it for Redacted.
Okay, so...
The Lady Guardian?
Yeah, and there are
Gamora.
There's a Lady Guardian, right?
There's several of them. There's Gamora, Nebula, Mantis, as I just mentioned. But in the first one, it's Gamora. So.
Okay.
But she has a name.
All right. I'm clearly bad with names. Rocket's my number one guy. You just
Let
pointed
the fan
out
decide.
How I just ratcheted the...
All right. Number three. What famous Dave is married to Community actress Allison Brie? What famous Dave is married to Community actress Allison Brie?
He married the non-hot one?
See, that's even more ignorant.
There's a famous Dave. He's married to Allison Brie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're going to tell me that's a good get. Would this guy get married? Seems like I should know this if he was famous Dave. He was in here. Why wouldn't I ask him about that? You know what? I really want the answer to be Dave Coulier, but I'm gonna assume that that's not correct. Justin, who looks like Gross. They would be a couple, but now that I think about it, he's too short. He couldn't. It wouldn't work either. Give me Dave Franco.
That's correct.
Really?
Yep.
Were they married when he was here?
I don't remember exactly the timeline.
I would have loved
timeline.
To say, why didn't you marry the hot one? That would have been awesome.
Because you were so absorbed with just him being James Franco's brother, and you just were insulting him that way. Why is your wife not the hot one?
That's a much better insult.
Also,
I should have gone at it that way.
It's a good get for both parties. She is the hot one, and Dave Franco is a smoke. He's Zac Efron.
I like Dave Franco.
Yeah.
And if compared to his brother, he is the hot one. But isn't he short? Allison Brie seems tall. Dave Franco seems short.
He's 5'7"-ish, I think. He is
short.
Yeah. Ooh, Mr. Six, lying about 6'4 to get
all
a
right.
vaccine.
Liz, hold on. We have a prize for it.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.